The Minister of Information made a very, very irresponsible statement. And that statement was that Zimbabwe had been begotten through the armed struggle, and therefore there will be no change of government through the ballot. If there is any change of government, it will be through blood. It will be through war. That was the meaning of what Webesa Shamu said. This is irresponsible, and this is a great disrespect to the people of Zimbabwe. And we think that Mugabe must take action against his errant minister. Further, Shamu made remarks which were calculated to denigrate the president of the MDC, Dr. Tsvangirai. Dr. Tsvangirai got his degrees, his honorary degrees that he got in realization of the sterling work that he did towards building democracy in Zimbabwe. So Shamu was trying to make fun out of that. He was trying to denigrate the prime minister, who had no right of reply. We will always take an exception at the disrespect shown to our leaders when we attend these national events.
Of late, we have seen military leaders refusing to recognize Mr. Tsvangirai at national events. What happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday, President Tsvangirai was acknowledged when he arrived there through the address that was made by Shamu himself. But we don't care whether some police officers or some military officers respect him or not. That's not what Tsvangirai is looking for. Tsvangirai is more worried about the welfare of the people of Zimbabwe.